He was an old man when he was given special permission to have an additional child, and what is more, he succeeded in producing one. He considers this a tribute to his genes and to his physical fitness. He is prouder of the result, perhaps, than is quite customary on this world. Moreover, his position as a physician, a profession little regarded on Solaria, because it involves personal presences, made it the more important to him to nurture this sense of pride. For that reason, he maintained unobtrusive contact with his offspring.
Does Gladiah know anything of it?
As far as Dr. Thule is aware, Partner Elijah, she does not.
Bailey said, Does Thule admit removing the weapon?
No, that he does not.
Then you've got nothing, Daniil.
Nothing?
Unless you can find the weapon and prove he took it, or at the very least induce him to confess, you have no evidence. A chain of deduction is pretty, but it isn't evidence.
The man would scarcely confess without considerable questioning of a type I myself could not carry through. His daughter is dear to him.
Not at all, said Bailey. His feeling for his daughter is not at all what you and I are accustomed to. Solaria is different.
He strode the length of the room and back, letting himself cool. He said,
Daniil, you have worked out a perfect exercise in logic, but none of it is reasonable just the same.
Logical, but not reasonable. Wasn't that the definition of a robot?
He went on. Dr. Thule is an old man and past his best years, regardless of whether he was capable of siring a daughter 30 years or so ago. Even spacers get senile. Picture him, then, examining his daughter in a faint and his son-in-law dead by violence. Can you imagine the unusual nature of the situation for him? Can you suppose he could have remained master of himself? So much the master of himself, in fact, as to carry out a series of amazing actions? Well, look. First, he would have had to notice a weapon under his daughter, one that must have been so well covered by her body that the robots never noticed it. Secondly, from whatever small scrap of object he noted, he must have deduced the presence of the weapon and seen at once that if he could but sneak off with that weapon, unseen, a murder accusation against his daughter would be hard to substantiate. That's pretty subtle thinking for an old man in a panic. Then, thirdly, he would have had to carry the plan through. Also tough for an old man in a panic. And now, lastly, he would have to dare to compound the felony further by sticking to his lie. It all may be the result of logical thinking, but none of it is reasonable.
Daniil said, Do you have an alternate solution to the crime, Partner Elijah? Bailey had sat down during the course of his last speech, and now he tried to rise again, but a combination of weariness and the depth of the chair defeated him. He held out his hand petulantly,